Now, that brings us to the opening of the sixth seal, and now the great day of God's wrath has come. This is evidently the beginning of the last half of the Great Tribulation period. We're going to make a division in it a little later on. But let me read again my translation, verses 12 and 13. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree casteth her up unripe figs when she is shaken of a great wind. Now, the great day of his wrath is before us, and it opens with these tremendous events in the heavens. In other words, at the beginning of the tribulation, you have all of these events taking place, and you also have it at the end of the great tribulation period. And you find that in Joel, the second chapter, verse 30, at the beginning of the tribulation, at the end, Joel 3:9-17. We've seen that before. Now, the fact we're having an increase of earthquakes today is no fulfillment of this at all. This is to take place in the great tribulation period. But the interesting thing is that earthquakes in the past have really taken off a great deal of the population of this earth. Professor R.A. Daly, in his book, Our Mobile Earth, has written this. In the last 4,000 years, earthquakes have caused the loss of 13 million lives, and the most awful earth shock is yet to come. And that's interesting because we're going to find out a little later on in Revelation 16:18 that there's a great earthquake such as there was not since there were men upon the earth, so great an earthquake, so mighty, and the cities of the nations fell. What a picture that you have here. Now, the earthquakes today are not a fulfillment of this. They just merely show that it could happen as God's Word says it will. Now, verse 14 in my translation, and the heaven was removed as a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Now, this verse, I think, is to be taken quite literally. We've had the same thing in Nahum 1:5. We're going to see it again in Revelation 20, verse 11, and I'll save it till then.